Welcome to this Abide Meditation. In every season of life, it's important to stay rooted in your spiritual community. Writing about what a righteous life looks like, the psalmist says that those who belong to God are like cedar trees transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, "The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him." Participation in church life may look different as you age, but even if you can't get out anymore, there are still ways for you to remain rooted in the mission of the church. Can you imagine what it might look like for you to be a gorgeous, stately cedar tree in the life of your church? Even if you can't participate in the way you used to, the church still needs you, and you still need the church. From a distance, you can pray, make phone calls, write letters, and offer financial support. You can pass down the stories of how God has been faithful to you. You can proclaim God's goodness. You can continue to bear fruit. Ask God to show you how to stay rooted in community. The church needs you. Maybe in new and different ways, but just as much. Pray with me. God, I want to be like a cedar tree planted in your courts. I want to be rooted and established in your love, able to grow strong and to provide shade for those who come after me. Help me to find ways to stay connected to the spiritual community you've given me, to flourish and to help others flourish as we praise you together. And now, help me to listen well and to hear your voice as I meditate on your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's borrow a few words from our psalm today to guide our breathing. Inhaling, I flourish. And exhaling, in the Lord's house. Let your breathing grow deep and steady, and let all distractions fall away. As you breathe in, I flourish. And breathe out, in the Lord's house. God invites you to bring everything to Him, even the things you're not proud of, even the secrets you can't share with anyone. Nothing can separate you from God's love. So bring your whole self to God and confess your sins to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His love endures forever. He has remembered us in our weakness. He has saved us from our enemies. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His faithful love endures forever. Listen to Psalm 92:13-15 in the New Living Translation. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, "The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him." As I read just that first verse again, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. "For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God." What did you notice? Reflect on it prayerfully. Once you lived outside of God's house, but God brought you in and planted you in his own garden. How did you begin to flourish when God brought you in? Listen to Psalm 92:13-15 in the Amplified Bible. "Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they will still thrive and bear fruit and prosper in old age. They will flourish and be vital and fresh, rich in trust and love and contentment. They are living memorials to declare that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." When you've spent years growing in grace, you learn things about God, about his character. And that kind of knowledge is precious and a gift to the church. What have your experiences of following God taught you about who God is? Your life is a living memorial to God's faithfulness. People can look at you and see that God is real and reliable. How can you share your stories about experiencing God with those in your church? Tell God that you're willing to stay rooted and growing in the church. Listen to Psalm 92, 13 through 15 in the English Standard Version. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Imagine a single seed falling into the ground, breaking open in the darkness, and sending a shoot up toward the light. An aspen tree grows, slender and white-trunked, as it soaks in the golden sunlight. Its roots move out. The roots of an aspen extend 30 or 40 meters out and send up more little saplings. Soon, a whole grove of aspens is growing here, all from that single seed. They share the same root system and pass nutrients to those who need them most. Even when a forest fire devours a grove of aspen trees, the roots live. They can exist underground for thousands of years. When they sense the sun again, they'll send up saplings. You're a part of a network like the aspens, connected to the lives of so many others. How is God inviting you to contribute to your community? Pray with me. Heavenly Father, sometimes I feel far from my community, out of the loop, and unable to contribute like I used to. Open my eyes to the ways that I can continue to guide the next generation to praise you. Make me like a tall tree, giving shade and fruit to all who need it. Show me how to stay rooted and flourishing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You still need the church, and the church still needs you. Until next time, may you meditate and abide in Christ.